We never have time to eat dinner at home, so we always have to get fast food. I love French fries.
I love French fries too, but you need more than fast food to stay healthy. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach, and I'm so glad that you're listening today. Hey, what's your favorite fast food? Is it tacos, burgers, maybe pizza? Those are all okay every once in a while, but to be healthy, you need really good food, and it's the same for your spiritual diet. See, hearing a sermon once a week or just praying before meals is kind of like just having fast food. But reading the Bible and spending personal time in prayer is just as important as eating those fresh veggies during dinner. John 14:26 says, "The Holy Spirit will teach you all things and remind you of everything I, Jesus, have told you." Now for our story. It's called Fast Food. "Okay, kids, let's go," called Dad after Kiara's swim meet had ended. "We only have a half hour before Keegan's soccer game." "Looks like we'll have to grab fast food again," Mom said as she closed her car door. She sighed. "It's not a very healthy choice." "We learned about food groups in school," said Kiara. "Our bodies need something from every group so we get the right balance of vitamins and nutrients and have the energy we need to grow and be healthy." "Well, I'm fine with the food groups of burgers and fries," said Keegan. "And ice cream, too." Mom laughed. "I know you like those things, but we need to either figure out a way to eat healthier despite our busy schedule or make the schedule less busy." "We just may have to do that," said Dad. "You know, a schedule that's too busy can also interfere with our spiritual diet. We often get a healthy dose of time with God on Sundays, but settle for spiritual fast food the rest of the week, like a quick prayer before meals and only a nibble of a verse here and there. Those small prayers and short verses are still good, but often we need more," Mom explained. "Jesus died and rose again so that we could have a relationship with Him when life is easy and when life is busy. He wants to spend time with you because He loves you." Keegan furrowed his eyebrows. "But how can I do that during my soccer game?" "I know," Kiara exclaimed, bouncing in the seat of the car. "The Holy Spirit!" "Exactly," Dad said. "God gave all who believe in Jesus His Spirit to be with us all the time, even on the soccer field or in the swimming pool. The Holy Spirit reminds us of God's truth in the Bible and nourishes our faith even when we're busy." "But we still need time to rest and reflect too," said Mom. "That's why going to church, praying, and reading the Bible are important." "Sounds like a healthy choice," said Kiara. "Yeah," said Keegan as Dad parked at a fast food place. "But I'm glad we're having dinner here." Mom smiled. "This will do for tonight, but it might be time to make some changes so we can have healthier bodies and healthier souls." Well, how about you? What kind of spiritual food do you get? Do you only get a good meal once a week at church? Is prayer just something you squeeze into your day? Just like you need healthy food for your body, your spiritual diet is also important. So don't neglect spending time with Jesus, reading and listening to His Word at church and on your own. And when life gets busy, remember that His Spirit is always with you, reminding you of His truth and love. Our key verse is John 14:26.
"The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have told you."
And our key thought for today, have a healthy spiritual diet. Well, thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today. As always, I'm Zach. We'll see you tomorrow.